is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is March 5th, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door episode 201. And boy, howdy, do we got an episode for you. We're going to talk Galaxy's Edge. We're going to talk more Galaxy's Edge. And then we're going to get around to talking some more Galaxy's Edge. And we're probably going to make fun of Adam a little bit along the way. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, all right.
Hey, Adam.
Did you guys go to Galaxy's Edge without me?
We did go to Galaxy's Edge, but you were there in spirit. So, yeah, good time. So, Ryan will probably be joining us in a little bit. I don't know what format you guys want to do. You want to just talk about the whole experience as we chronologically, or what do you think?
We'll start with you because you got down there first.
Well, my first question is, how was Mickey's mom?
Mickey's mom's great.
She was Mickey-like.
Right. Got us a free, like, fancy-ass resort hotel. Sure, it was originally scheduled for one day later and staying day later. But then he got on the phone, gave her a call, she made it happen, and then switched it for us. So it's like, and that place was nice. I thought it was really fucking nice.
It was nice.
Lack of hot tub being notwithstanding, it was a very nice
I'm giving
place.
It 5 stars. I'm gonna give it 6 stars to counteract Chris's. You know why 6 stars? Because guess what? I don't care about what it was. I care about who I was with. That's what brings it up.
That's not. You can't give a place that. Well, you could do whatever you want. I would never give a place a rating based on who I was with. That just doesn't seem fair at all.
And without
a hot tub, I mean, that drops it half a star no matter what you say. So.
All right, fine. I'll bring mine down to 5.5 stars to counteract your 4.5 stars.
I don't know.
I have a new ranking system that has I can go above and beyond 5, not limited to 5.
Google is like, I don't know how he did it, but somehow he's 5.5 stars. So.
Five and a half stars.
Let's not talk about my experience, because as you and Sybil both know, or all know, I could talk for hours and hours about my experiences without fucking breaking a sweat. So maybe we
Chris does make friends with random ladies on the plane. Like, hey, what's up? Oh, you put your book down? Big mistake, lady.
Let's talk.
Not be able to do anything else until I've stopped talking, which I won't.
What?
She talked more than me, so, you know. But
No, every time I took my headphones off, there was Chris jib-jabbing away.
It was a 50-50. That's what a good conversation is, a 50-50, give and take, ebb and flow.
Give and take.
Was she an old lady? A young lady?
She was about Mickey's age, I guess.
Yeah, she was Mickey's age.
So old.
No, so like 6 years older than us?
Yeah, I mean, Mickey's kids were older than her kids by about 4 or 5 years. So, but she started having kids really early, it sounded like. It sounded like God was in her life a lot longer than mine. She was super awesome, though. I love talking to her. So, Sybil from Fargo, great talking to you. If you ever get this, go ahead and hit me back. We'll chat on Skype for a while. So,
hopefully your husband's okay.
Yeah. Scott was not happy with me chatting with his wife for a few hours, but that's all right.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. So let's see. So Sunday night, I was like, all right, cool, man, getting ready. Get to bed around 7:15, laying there for about an hour and a half, fall asleep, wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, all excited as all shit, can't ready, and I'm like texting people. I'm like, all right, motherfuckers, I'm ready. It's like 3:20. And I'm like, woo! Yeah, I left out Chris. I left out Adam. It was just a Mickey D2, D1 like special cast. So I didn't wake up Ryan or Dave Miller.
I was excited.
I was excited, dude.
That was nice. Yeah. I was ready. How was your guys' flight down and everything?
Our flight went smooth. It was fucking great. Like Mickey had called or talked and was like, Jess got a new job, so he can't drive us. I'm going to park my car at your house, too. And me and Dave were like, okay. And then he goes like, wait, I got a different ride. He was basically Adam. He's like, wait a minute. I got an idea. And then he never told us what that idea was.
I was half expecting him to show up, and I would just drive my car and park it Yes. Seriously, that, I was ready to say, fuck it, I'll pay the $80 because that's what parking would be for those days, and we'll just deal with
it. So yeah, so Dave gets there, he's sitting out the car. I'm like, boom, I just come out. And then all of a sudden, Todd shows up.
This car shows up, like, who the hell are you?
Or, like, gets out, and I'm like, oh, Todd, what's up, buddy? And he's like, have you seen Mickey? And I'm like, no. And then all of a sudden, here comes Mickey's car rolling up, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, why is Jess in here? What the fuck is going on here? It was like, and then Mickey gets out and was like, what's up, in classic Mickey style. Like, hey, I got a bunch of clementines. Everybody hungry? And we're like, no, we're okay, bud. Here's some. Yeah, so Todd gave us a ride.
Wait, who and... the fuck's Todd?
Your buddy Todd. Yeah. Come on, follow along. I even understood
Todd,
this.
Todd, one of Mickey's friends that he plays frisbee golf with sometimes.
Oh, okay, that Todd. I didn't know which Todd you meant. It's like he's not in anybody's life normally. So.
I thought it was the guy that took you to the airport.
No, that's Tony. That's Tony.
That's a completely different story, Mr. Tony.
But, yeah, so we're riding, we get in, we're making our way there, and Mickey's all like, all right, man, I'm going to be dry for like 3 days, man. So then he's like, does anyone care? And I'm like, no one, we're fine. And he's like, so he smokes so much weed as fast as possible.
Like hot boxing you, like, oh, God.
Right. He's just like, it's just like, we're all like, whatever, dude, we're fine. We're fine. He drops us off, we go in, look to the right, instantly know I have to walk past the dog. And we're like, oh, fuck, the dog's here. All right, Mickey's like, oh, they're going to be okay? They're going to stop me. They're going to stop me. I'm like, why are you going to stop me? He's like, oh, you'll see. You'll see. And I'm like, the fuck is this, man? So he gets stopped, and they had to dig through his stuff for magic cards.
He got stopped by the police dog? Or the...
No, the dog was completely by, but, like, we got through security.
Oh, just so randomly, fast. His bag gets through.
Like he knew. He's like, they're gonna stop me for the magic cards because I don't know if they're in the way they're packed or something in the plastic like reads weird on the monitor. Yeah, so we get through, good, and we just wander around, and I don't know, like a few times, I think it was like two or three, there was random people just ran up, and I was like, I was wearing my Dungeons & Dragons shirt, and people were like, "Woo, yeah!" at 4:30 in the morning, yelling about Dungeons and Dragons and stroking their beard. It's like only people with beards understand about Dungeons and Dragons. I'm like, all right, buddy, high five to you, random janitor man. Or it was fun though, man. It was a good flight. The flight went super fast. I think we all slept at least a little bit.
Yep,
especially Ryan.
Ryan was on the flight before. We haven't got to him yet.
Oh,
yeah. Remember, Ryan went in a day early with his buddy Dave 3 because they needed some alone time. So how did that flight
buddy Dave
go?
3.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Let's Tarantino this shit. No, now we actually go back in time.
He's just a buddy. He's just a buddy. Time. Not a butt buddy.
That flight was good. Pretty uneventful. Got there. It was a leisurely flight. I watched Creed 2 on my phone. They had like AirFi. They call it AirFi with Southwest, and then basically you can connect on a website and like watch shit.
Did you pay for that?
No, it was free.
Really?
I paid for the airplane, but I didn't pay for anything else.
I purchased this airplane.
I was like, I get the airplane, give me a free movie.
Buy one airplane, get one movie.
And I don't know. That feels like 4 weeks ago now. Actually, does it? Yeah, like seriously, it feels like 4 weeks ago, but I don't remember anything eventful. Just watched the show. Was it good?
Did you guys sit together, or just did you pick your seats?
No, we had random seats. Well, I think Dave picked a seat because he wants the exit row, but I just did the pay cost zero, put me wherever choice. And then we took the Uber to the hotel, which Chris saw, which is a nice little hotel. Which I got on Snap. It was nice. Don't shake your head at me.
I got it on Snap.
Snap Travel, which is a weird website thingy. It's like a website that uses text to communicate with you. Like, that's their thing. Like, it's all text-based. Which I think they're, like, trying to figure out how to get ahead of the curve because everybody uses text. Nobody likes emails. And they're hoping to become big. But I got a good rate because this hotel was normally much more expensive. And it was, like, the lowest. And it was a good hotel.
Nice.
And I slept there.
So would you say that night was your best sleep of the whole trip?
I noticed these photos, and I did notice that Ryan was a little lagging.
I thought I was perfect amount of energy.
I thought I thought you did pretty good for.
You did.
Good. Just a few normal Ryan things that might be normal Ryan things, or might have been compounded based on the lack of sleep. But we'll get into that. So, I told you guys I took Tony from Brooklyn Park. Tony will get you there, or Tony will ride, or whatever. Tony fucking shoves it in your butt or something.
Tony goes there.
That's it. Thanks, man. Tony drives for Uber and Lyft, but also has his own little service called Tony Goes There. Tony's fine. He's about the same price as the other ways. He talks a lot. Seemed friendly.
Did he offer you some mints?
He did not.
Ooh, see.
Yeah, but he was polite. He was fine. I mean, yeah. I was glad to support a small business over and to make sure he got most of the money rather than like Uber or Lyft.
Right,
but other than that, it's not like I'm going to rave over Tony. So.
Great.
Yeah, and my flight was weird. Like it was like 4 a.m. Like Dave, I slept for like 3 hours. And I just kind of slept the whole way there, in and out. But when we landed, I felt like I had a little more energy, so it was good.
Yeah, in and out, except for Mickey giving you fucking clementines and some almonds. It was like basically like the lady, if they gave away free snacks, yeah. Like, you want some clementines? Here's some almonds.
Did he actually have clementines on the way there too?
Yeah.
Yeah, he handed them. I mean, he didn't pull them out on the plane. He waited until we landed. We're waiting for Chris to pick us up. We're sitting outside the gate. You know, just waiting. He's like, "Hey, want a clementine? Hey, I got these almonds. You want these almonds?
I'm like,
dude,
that's pretty funny. I mean, clementines are good, but I find it like almost excessive that he started with clementines and then immediately had to go and buy more clementines.
Hey, on the ride home on the airplane, he was right behind me, so he's like, I'm sure he probably handed one to you guys too, but he's like,
"Yeah, I got
Chris,
two.
You want a clementine? Yep. I'm like, sure. I'm like, Sybil, you want a clementine? She's like. Okay. So she's like, she's kind of weirded out, but she took one and she ate it.
But,
did she know that you're together? I'm sure she assumed, but it was probably weird.
We had like an hour of conversation by that time. I talked about all you fuckers, so she knew.
Right. Yeah. Then, let's see. Yeah, we arrived and, Chris was like, "Oh, man, I might be there, you know, like closer to noon." We're like, "Okay, cool, man. We can find something to do. I mean, it's an airport, there's a million things to do." And then we texted and you're like, "I'm almost there." We're like, "Oh shit. All right. Cool. All right. This is going to take next to no time." Here he comes flying around the corner. We load up quick. And then we go to Giant Bargains place / Dunkin' Donuts to find Miller and Ryan.
/ Ryan's new favorite location.
Right?
My remote office. It's my remote office.
His remote office. Well, used to be his remote office.
Yeah. Former remote office.
/ last time in the entire trip you will have sat comfortably.
Right?
Yes, that's true.
Oh, Ryan got bitch.
Oh,
I got like.
Ryan was the bitch, baby.
We need a new term.
Six people in a 4-person car.
It was a 5-person car. He saw
with a max weight capacity of 800 pounds.
820 pounds. Just because we had like 1,200 pounds in it.
Yeah.
It's a good thing it was on rental then.
Yeah, Ryan, you want to talk about that at all?
That's a story, man.
I don't mind talking about it.
You want to talk about your first experiences in Orlando? Once we all got together?
did Dave rape you? Dave 3, that is.
We woke up. It actually was a fun morning. Because Chris like was like, "I'm here." And I'm like, "What the fuck you mean you're here? You ain't here. You in some other city driving." He's like, "No, I'm here." Like, "Oh, you're here."
Literally outside your door.
And he showed up. I guess he got a little early there, and it was pretty close to the airport. So Chris was there, and he drove us to Dunkin' Donuts because we were like, "You know, I would like some coffee, and it might be more comfortable if we just like get picked up because we're partway to the Mystic Dunes Resort." So we went to that Dunkin' Donuts. I had this vanilla frosting covered donut. I like the vanilla frosting; one of my favorite. It was really good. But I was like,
it set the stage for your good day.
I was like, "This is good, and the coffee's good." And I was like, "Oh, it looks like I got a all hands meeting at noon. Oh, so that's good. I'll maybe call into that probably good news, you know, because like last time we talked, it sounded like they were close to closing a deal, so that's cool. And then, so noon came around, I called in, and the first words were, we have bad news.
Well, they didn't sugarcoat it. We have good news and bad news.
Yeah, no, it was just 100%, we have bad news. Things went bad. And basically, my startup, the funding, they were, basically we had this a syndicate, which is a group of investors that come together to, you know, it's probably the same as syndicate in general, but in this case it's a group of venture capitalists, and they say, okay, we'll put in this much money, and there's basically like a team of investors, and they were supposedly supposed to give us another year worth of investment, but like there was some shenanigans slash they fell through, and it was more like, when I hear about it, it sounds like it wasn't so much about our business, and it was more about like the group and their dynamic and stuff like that.
Well, they're called a syndicate. Yeah, like you can't. Yeah, trust, I know. Them.
Do not trust that. Why would you possibly?
But they basically like said, nope, we're not doing it. Boom, and so then we were like out of money, and then you just can't do anything. Then you just basically like, well, we can't pay for shit. So I guess closing stuff down, everybody, and that was that. So we got the call, and everybody was laid off except for the guys. There's still guys actually trying to sell the company. And there's a reasonable chance that they'll acquire the IP, the intellectual property. And then part of that is, what's interesting is like IP for a company isn't very useful by itself. You basically need to have a certain amount of employees, because otherwise it's just like a bunch of shit. It's like, wow, thanks for all this code. Now what, dicks? You know what I mean? Like, you need people to run the machine. So there's a decent chance there'll be an opportunity to work in another company and make the stuff we were working on grow, but you know, who knows? You don't know.
Yeah,
so that kind of sucked. That was fucking shell shocked. I don't know what I looked like. It'd be interesting to know from other perspective, but I was just kind of like,
you were dazed.
I was gonna pull up the camera and record it as you came out, but
right.
I just
said so to. Ryan, I don't know if you remember. It's like, it's one of the few times I did not make a comment of Ryan about anything. Like, Ryan is in there walking around. We kind of miss, like, lose him because there's a giant fucking garbage store filled with, like, just crazy shit. They're like, hey, you got Star Wars stuff? Yeah, it's back corner. It's like two shirts. You're like, Star Wars shit? This is random garbage.
That's a Steak Wars. Wait a minute.
Ryan, yeah, and we're wandering around, and I see Ryan, like, tucked into some corner just on his phone, and he has, like, a face that I was walking towards him, and I was just about to say something, and Ryan just looks at, and I'm just like, shit, I don't know what's going on over there. I'm gonna say something, Ryan might stab me. Like, I bet that it's, I know, like, you know the look of someone, you're like, if you say the wrong thing, that you're just gonna be like, they're just gonna rage at you. So you're just like, fuck, I'll just leave this alone.
Yeah, and outside, sure, Dave 3 was like, well, it'd be kind of funny if he was fired. I mean, go on vacation. And then, of course, we came out and we're all like, you got fired on your day off? How are you going to get fired on your day off?
Everybody instantly said, so you still got a job? Which is kind of like what I'd expect someone to say. And I actually don't mind it. It didn't bother me, but I was like, no. And then, hold up. What?
Hold on. I gotta call Amber.
Nope, I don't got a job anymore.
He's like, no, I don't have a job. We're all like, sorry.
Yeah, right? I mean, it did sound good when you were like, we've only had three of these, and once was to lay people off, and one was to tell them we didn't have much funding left. So.
Right.
So, yeah. Oh, that sucks, yeah. I'm still sorry to hear about that. But, I mean, I'm glad you didn't seem to let it, like, bother your trip too much. It seemed like it was obviously on your mind, and then the other shit that was going down, so, but, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely, it was on my mind. It distracted me a few times, but I enjoyed the trip. I was able to enjoy the trip despite a few distractions here and there.
Okay. All right. So then, yeah, Mickey demanded we go to a Walmart. So
a Walmart in Florida?
No. Didn't he say that we should go to Waffle House first? Or
We go to Walmart first.
We went to Waffle House for lunch.
Okay, yeah. So we, because we got went to Walmart first, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and he's like, well, I need a Target or something for Clementines. And we're like, well, how about Walmart? I don't think he said for Clementines, but that's definitely where he restocked.
No, because he wanted hairspray, remember? Hairspray.
That's right, hairspray. Yeah, that's right.
And Brian probably has hairspray. He's like, I don't know. I gel it, but then I got to spritz it. I got to spritz it with my hairspray. I just got to spritz it on top. I just got to spritz it. And we're like, Ryan might have it. Ryan does that kind of stuff to his hair.
No, I would never try that hard. I'm actually slightly appalled that
when we were just trying to get him to not have to go to Walmart. We were like, we don't want to go to Walmart.
Yeah. But yeah, Mystic Dunes was cool. We got there. We're trying to check in. The front desk lady is like, or as we're driving in, she's like, "What's the name?"
The gate lady. Oh, the sassy black lady.
Yeah, she's like, "What's the name?" And we're like, "Hallett." No. Try Abajuba blah blah. And he's like, "Well, that didn't
try
know.
Smith."
Try Smith.
Like, Smith. And we're like, "No."
How about White or Thomas? And they're like, "I don't know. Just go up and try to check in.
just go in."
It sounded like the biggest load of BS anybody could give, like the most ridiculous average names. But so yeah, and we did have the room for the next day.
Yeah, it was Tuesday to Thursday, as opposed to Monday
Mickey's
to Wednesday.
Mom.
Yeah. Well, it's probably not Mickey's mom's fault. I'm sure Mickey probably gave her the wrong dates or something. But,
right. Yeah. But and then while we're waiting, Chris is like, I need something to do pull-ups on. That's How about this tree? Ooh, let me try this tree. It's like, I think you're going to try ripping that branch off the tree? I'm going to rip this branch off this tree doing this pull-up.
It's true. That was the day that pull-up started. Actually, it was like the second day of pull-up.
Before,
so,
yes.
Yeah. But I had to find pull-up places, which was easy. So that's good. But we eventually got into a place. They changed the dates after a half hour or so. And it worked out, right? We got a good spot. It was two bedrooms and a couch. And then Amy thought this really good idea. She's like, the second day, why don't you make a giant Dave room and then you and Ryan sleep on the pullout where there's no snorers? And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Why don't we do that? I was like, I think because Dave claimed the couch, so that's why we didn't do it. And
that's
fine.
Yeah, I claimed the couch. It's like, if you wanted it, you could, like, it was comfortable. Like, that was a surprisingly comfortable couch.
I didn't even think
like,
about I
was,
it. I didn't think
it was the couch. Was the couch a pullout?
Yeah, it was a pullout. We could have put us there and then, like, but anyways, it doesn't matter. Yeah, because Ryan tried to sleep in a closet that night.
Oh, okay. What? Well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
How many times?
Rewind. We're gonna Tarantino this.
That is 100% true.
So then we go
to Waffle House.
We go to Waffle House.
You guys go to Waffle House. Well,
yes,
I'm forced
Chris was like,
to fill
I gotta
up
get
the car.
Gas because the car is all like, fuck it, I need gas. Chris is like, oh, I probably should get some gas. So we go to this Waffle House, which has like twice as many employees in the Waffle House as that when we showed up, there were still like 12 people working there. And so we sit down, we're just sitting down at the bar.
But only two people actually did
Wait,
it.
There's a bar?
Yeah. Well, yeah, at counter, the whatever the counter.
The counter.
So we just start like, Dave's like, Miller's like, I'm going to get, you know, this, right? And a Diet Coke. And everyone's getting stuff. And they have this thing called whatever, hash browns all the way, and it just has everything on it. It has like gravy and chili and cheese and mushrooms and everything.
It's like five-way chili.
Yes, I'm just like, just give me that. I'll just eat that. It was really good. And like this lady has a little bit of an accent, and Mickey's like, she's wandering around, and Mickey's like, hey man, where do you think she's from? I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe, I don't know, Europe or somewhere. She's like, you know where I think she's from? Belarus. And I'm like, the fuck does a Belarusian accent sound like? I don't know, sir. So Mickey goes, hey, lady, where are you from? And she goes, St. Thomas. He's like, I thought you were from Belarus.
Was he still high at this point?
No. But Mickey just talks to everybody. He just talks to everybody.
Mickey didn't care. I mean, the whole trip, he's just going everywhere, talking to everybody. He didn't care.
Yes.
He was making friends with everybody.
Yeah, that Waffle House was pretty good, actually. You notice how they got like all testy? I think they have an interesting setup there. Like there's one person does the serving, and they tell the other person what to cook.
Right.
And I think it's like part of the process of like working there. You get to be the boss sometimes, and I think that's part of their like how they keep employees happy is that there's this structure. Even though it seems weird, but I can see there's like this definite. Here's my job. My job includes telling you what to make. You know,
sure.
But because that dude was getting pissed at the lady for like,
he got pissed because she told him the wrong things. She told him to cook more than what we actually ordered. Oh. Like he had a second double order of hash brown sitting there that she's like, "Oh no, we don't need that." She's like, "But you told me." And then the double waffles, she told him, "Oh, I need you to make, instead of a double waffle order, she said, I need you to make two of these and two of these." So he made them as single plates, and that wasn't
right. But there was some tension back there.
There was definitely some tension.
Yeah, yeah. So we ate the waffles, and then we
just
went
to a new flavor of energy drink.
That's true.
Yeah,
that wasn't very good.
Fiesta, and he was like, "This is gross."
Yeah, I was like, "Not worth the 10 calories."
Then we went to Disney Springs because we were going to trade in our electronic copies of tickets for cards, because that helps you get through faster. And Mickey wanted to go in every single store on the fuck. It's like he was just like, "Oh, cool, what's in here? Cool, what's in here?" And you're just like, "Dude, we gotta get a leash for this guy." He's just like, "Oh, cool, what's in here? I gotta buy this shirt. I'm looking for a golf shirt, man. I'm frisbee golfing shirt." And I'm like, "I don't think there's a frisbee golfing shirt down here, dude." He's like, I gotta find one, man. I need Under Armour. I like Under Armour. I like that like stretchy material, that wicking stuff." And I'm like, "I don't know if they got one, man."
Yeah, the one thing I learned about Mickey I did not know on this trip was Mickey likes to shop. He is like a lady. He likes to shop.
He likes to pick up things and look, and then if you go like, "I'm not going to get anything," and then he goes like, "Wait a minute." And then he runs back to the store. wandered around there for a little while.
Yeah, Disney Springs has a special place in my heart. So when I went there last year, that's where I did The Void for the first time, that 3D kind of VR thing. And I thought it was really cool. And I'm sure it was still there. But that's where I thought, after doing that, I thought we should do this as a group, but like go to Star Wars World. And then that's when I came home and said, "Hey guys, start saving." And everyone's right. Like, "Okay, Chris, whatever."
That was true. I did.
Whatever. Everyone said whatever, Chris. And I understand
that. Yeah, we can still say whatever, but then still be fine with it, doing it.
There's also like a planning horizon that different people have different horizons. My planning horizon is, you know, a month or two, you know, at most. It's, I think, you know, like, if you say something that's beyond that, I'm just like, okay, maybe. Cool.
I mean, but the place was cool, man. I thought it was super cool. It's basically like a mall, but all outside. And since the weather's nice 90% of the time, wander around and walk into stores, walk out.
Yeah, you know. Free. And it's free, and that's cool.
I like it. It's fine. It's I kind of wanted to, if I was hungry, I would have been like, would have been interesting to like sit outside somewhere there and eat at one of their restaurants. But I wasn't really hungry at that point because you guys had just filled up on waffles. So that was nothing we did. And it would have been a lot more expensive, obviously. Waffle House is like $8. I mean, we glossed over the most important fact so far, is that I bought Ryan's Waffle House because, he's on economic hard times right now.
Ryan was really...
That's true. That was an example of how far you guys will go to make a joke.
Oh, man, we did go far. Yeah. We'll get to those. We went pretty far to make jokes and to troll. But we went to, because we wanted to go get our cards traded in. So we stopped at one place, and they're like, "Oh, cool. Yeah, that's not here, but I can check you in. It's right there." They checked us in on an iPad to go across the street to check into the actual place.
Yeah,
what? That's how like efficient this Disney shit is, man. It's all so connected. They check you in at one place to let you walk across the street to check in.
Yeah, and I saw him writing down. I don't think I was supposed to, but I like itching over, and I saw him writing down a description. He's like, "Chris, white male, blue shirt." So
that's what, really?
Yeah, that way they can look when they come out. They're like, "Chris," and then you know.
So yeah, they're wearing their uniforms. And then Chris walks up to the lady who's behind the little kiosk and is like, "Hey, I'm Chris. You know, we're here. We're going to change our tickets that are on our phone for one of those Cardi thingies." And she says the same thing so often. We were joking that it's like animatronic. She's like, "Ha ha 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 ha. Welcome, Chris, to Disney Springs. We would be happy to trade your thing in for a card thingy. Haha, that is a good joke. Please step inside and find a place to sit. Your name will be called."
For a life model decoy, she was really good.
Yeah. It's like, you got Marvel, you got life model decoys. Yeah, so we sat in there and then waited, and it was pretty seamless. Like, their customer service, like, Disney's expensive, but man, I got back and I've been telling everybody, man, customer service is fucking good.
Yeah, they know
they get their shit done. They're super friendly and they never say, nope, we can't do that. They go like, eh, we'll just do it.
Yep. I think that's actually like probably, I've never been on one, but I think some of you have, is one of the big draws of a Disney cruise is that the customer service is really fucking good. Like they don't really say no. They just say maybe or yes.
Yeah, definitely the cruise experience, and I think even Disney resorts, basically in general, anytime where you got a lot of Disney service involved is like top notch, and they're super professional, and they also, I think they like they practice, like they have, they just set high standards. They say like we're gonna be ready for lots of things, and we're gonna always do great. And when we're not ready, we're gonna have a way of doing it as best we can. You know what I mean? They're just really good and big on customer service.
And that's, I actually heard before we left, I was listening to a podcast where they were talking about Disney's having trouble finding young people with really good interpersonal skills because face-to-face communication is not something young people do anymore. You text pretty much the entire time. And when I was telling Sybil that, who is in her master's degree for like mental health stuff, she's like, she had also heard that. She said, yeah, I've heard that too. And I worked really hard with my daughter when she was 15, just to make sure they know that there's phone conversations and face-to-face conversations and the difference between. So they must also have to go through a bunch of training, like to get them a little more comfortable with talking to people. So.
Absolutely.
Can you tell me about Sybil, like briefly what I missed? Because I was late. I told you I was gonna be late. You got that message, right?
I did. And we waited until that time.
And then we waited until 6:55 and I texted you and then you weren't there.
It's no big
deal. We didn't miss much.
No, not at all.
But I missed the Sybil introduction and I'm curious about it because I know you talked for 80 hours.
Sybil's gonna be an important character later in the story, remember?
It's true. She has a lot of backstory. I mean, it's not much to tell, man. They sat down and I said,
who's they?
Oh, Sybil and her husband Scott.
Okay. Which are like what age, you know,
her, like Mickey's age.
Mickey's age.
Okay, older elderly people.
That joke has been made, yes.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it's weird because her daughters are like 24 and 21. And Mickey's kids are like 25 and 27.
All right.
But she started having kids when she's like 22. So I'm guessing she's around 48, 49. So not that much older, right? But she's talking about retiring in like 15, 20 years. So she's still ways off. I think like we are. But as soon as she sat down, I was like, hey, I don't care about the window seat. Do you guys want the window seat? She's like, no, I'm just going to read and do my study. And I said, okay, well, I'm just going to leave it down. Let me know if you want it up or I'm fine. I don't, you know, I'm just trying to be polite. And let's also point out, I had a lot of sugar, and I don't usually have sugar.
You're like,
and when I have sugar,
fucking hept.
I like to talk, so I was talking a lot to her. So she read her book for a little bit, and I watched an episode, a 45-minute episode of a show. And then when I was in the middle of the episode, I was thinking, man, I don't feel like watching a show. I feel like interacting. And so she had put her book away. The show was over, and I just started talking to her about shit. And then 2 hours later when the flight was landing, we stopped talking. So we just talked the whole time. It was fun. And she told me about her life. She's from Fargo, and there's a bunch more about her, but I don't need to tell you about that. All I know is that she's fun, and we had long conversations that spanned many different topics.
Ooh, okay.
And Scott was not happy with me talking too much.
You took notes,
all right?
That took weird. This Sybil story might have a devastating conclusion later on in this episode.
It might. It's funny though. Like as we were landing, I was like, you know what? We've been talking for like 2 hours, and I don't know your name. I'm like, she's like, oh, I'm Sybil. I was like, I'm Chris. I was like, isn't that weird that we just talked so long? I didn't even know your first name. And she's like, yeah, that was weird. But anyways, where were we at?
So I'm assuming she was enjoying the conversation. I'm imagining just for the fun of it, her like being talked at for 2 hours and one word answers, and you just like keeping eating like cookies and sugar and.
So I like to believe the conversation was about, you know, the time of possession was about 50-50. Dave disagrees because every time he took out his headphones, I happened to be talking, but that was only like three times.
Yes, it was like every 42 and a half minutes when an episode ended, I would be like, take my headphones off, look around, and Chris would be all saying something like, be like, ha ha ha, and you're like, that guy is hepped up on meth or sugar. One of the two, because he funny. Is animated.
And I ordered their snack attack pack. So
right,
yep. You get like two snacks and two drinks. And I gave one of the drinks to Mickey, and he would get all weird. He's like, what is this? I was like, it's a fucking pop. Just drink it. He's like, is it free? Did you have to pay for it? I was like, it just came with it. Just drink it.
Right.
And I also offered them. I was like, so you guys want some too? And Scott's like, no. And she's like, no, thank you. I was like, well, who on the plane wants something? I'm buying. Chris is buying sugar.
Why do you think Scott hated you?
Or I think because I talked to his wife for 2 hours and he thought that was a little weird. But he was watching movies the entire time.
Yeah,
so
he was
whatever.
Watching some shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
Were you like putting your arm around her?
No, no. But like, it's funny. My head.
That ain't good for you.
My neck did get sore because I was looking this way the whole time, you know?
Right.
So, it was weird. Yeah. It was good times. Where were we at? We did Disney Springs.
Disney Springs.
Yep. So then we got all of our shit together. We wandered around that thing, looked at a bunch of different places. You know, Mickey decided to try and coronavirus himself up by diving arms first into like Legos with a bunch of children. You're just like, Legos! And it was like, oh, he's got the coronavirus all over himself.
Yeah.
And we saw, I think we saw most of the stores, went through.
Yep.
You know, Mickey backtracked a bunch of times trying to find his fucking golf shirts and shit like that.
He did. He eventually found one, I think.
Right. And then we went back to the hotel for a second, looked up places to eat. No, well, we might have just went to a place to eat first. Went to BurgerFi.
Yeah, BurgerFi.
We went back to the room.
Did we go to the room first?
Then okay. We went to BurgerFi. Doesn't really matter. But yeah, we went to BurgerFi, which is a burger joint, and I gave it 4 stars, and then I'm told I need to reevaluate my star system.
So then we started just talking about reevaluating the star system and stuff like that. Yeah. And it was fun. And
Ryan
then Ryan tried to make
sweet dominoes.
Dominoes, and then it didn't work. And we made a video of it. And Ryan's dominoes failed 2 times.
No way.
It's
awesome.
It succeeded when he kicked it.
It's amazing because it like fails, and then it fails again, and then he knocks it all over. And he goes, first try!
And then Mickey's like, Ryan, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
The video
Ryan,
awesome.
Mickey's
it.
Like, no, you got to do it like this. If you do it like this, it'll work. And Ryan's all like, I don't know why
Mickey got up in my business on Domino's. I know. That was the case where like I was just having fun. I didn't need no tutorial on Domino's. I got this covered.
Yeah, then we went back, and we wanted to find a hot tub. We couldn't find a hot tub, so we wandered around the thing, and then we went swimming, and Ryan bundled up like a little baby, covered himself up in towels and his hoodie and stuff, like he's like, it's so cold.
Yeah, you know what he looked like? He looked like a guy who had just been fired and didn't know what to do with his life. He's like, what are you gonna do? It was funny, though, because when we were in the pool, the boys and Amy called, and Ryan, like, held it a little bit so I could talk, and they basically saw me in the pool. So Amy said for the next, like, every time they talked about me, they'd say, well, Daddy's in Florida in the pool, so he'll be home in 2 days. So I was in the pool for, like, a day and a half.
That's pretty funny. I think they were very excited to talk to you, and then when they saw me, I saw Adonis be like, I don't know what's going on, but I don't like this. I'm turning away now.
Who is this unemployed man on the street? Hand it off to my father.
My expectations have been shattered. Where is my dad? Looking away.
Then we did sleepy time. We had it all.
Oh, Ryan.
Out,
Ryan
starts
sleeping time. All right, Ryan. This is where Ryan's story.
Ryan in the closet.
No, me and Mickey took the master bedroom together for obvious reasons. Dave said I claimed the couch, and then there's one separate room with two beds for a Dave and a Dave and a Ryan. Mm-hmm. And everybody went to bed.
Yeah, in theory. Well, here's the thing. Dave 2 was tired.
Yes.
Oh, we played Magic. He's all like...
I was falling asleep while playing Magic.
Yeah, you're probably working on 4 hours sleep or something, 5 hours sleep.
Yeah, justifiably tired. And so you got a head start on the bedtime, and you were in there. And as I went to bed, you turn on max volume of snore action. And Dave 3 apparently was able to withstand it, because soon after he was adding like a quiet little, like, you know, cricket chirp to the giant lion roar sounds of, you know. And so I'm just laying there. I put my headphones on, turned my music on. Like, I had headphones that were not like the earbud ones, you know, so they weren't comfortable.
Right.
And even with the music pretty damn loud, occasionally you'd switch songs and you'd rah, rah, you know, like, so it just wasn't working. So yeah, that sucked. So I basically didn't know what to do. I was like, how am I going to, I want to sleep because I want to have fun tomorrow. Like, so I got out. The first time I got out, I went and looked to see if I could get a cushion off the chairs, and they were like locked into the chairs. So that was like probably midnight 30. And then again at 1, I went out and was like, well, there's got to be a fucking way to get these off the chairs. So I'm looking in there. I'm searching around looking for little crevices to hide and sleep, because, you know, I eventually went and checked out the closet by the front door, which basically barely fit a man, but it could probably fit in there like a mummy, like, you know. I was like, but I actually tested it. I closed the door. I was in the closet at one point, at probably like 1:15 or something in the closet. And like, listening, I was like, well, now I actually can still hear Dave 1. Just as bad as like when I'm not in a closet, so I might as well not sleep in the closet. So you weren't actually that loud, but eventually, I called down to room service and said,
I did hear that. I woke up a little.
I was like, can you please send me blanket and pillows, extra blankets and pillows? And like, well, sir, why don't you go check the other room? There's usually I already got those. I need more.
I need more.
Because I was like, just don't tell me, man. It's not the time to be chatting, buddy. And, you know, 15 minutes later, some dude came and with this stuff.
Let's not gloss over that. That was the loudest fucking doorbell in the world.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So, yes, I remember. That's one of the things I remember is waking from the dead of sleep, hearing a loud, like, bring, and I just go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It is true. Dave did say. I think you actually said it.
He did.
The fuck?
He did. Yeah, so, and while Ryan was dealing with all this, I was in bed with Mickey, who I did not know was also a lumberjack, because he was cutting down trees, and I was having very similar thoughts, like, okay, you know how you're like, I can't get to sleep, so you're like, okay, 6 hours sleep, all right, 5 hours sleep will be okay, and at some point it crossed my mind, you know, if I don't get any sleep, I could probably make it through the day tomorrow, and then I was still awake when I heard, ding dong, what the fuck? And I think that was the cue that made Mickey stop snoring completely. Like, I think that's what he went, oh, and then he just like turned, and then he was done for the night. And I was like, oh, thank God, I can sleep now. Unfortunately, I was in a bed and not on a floor of my own making.
Well, yeah. So I eventually figured out that the chair cushions were hooked by some sort of like latching mechanism, which I could like finally get loose and stuff. So I took the floor, like, this is pretty, I was actually pretty proud of myself. I took the placemats for the table, put them on the floor so that, and then put the other things, the cushions on top so they wouldn't slide as much, you know, because I had two fucking cushions, and if they slide and there's a hole, then that would be uncomfortable.
That was very genius. Good job.
So I set that up and I put my pillows, and I was laying in the kitchen. I was just thinking, should I write a note? Don't step on me. They'll probably see me. You know, like, and I fell asleep there eventually and slept better than I was in the other room.
That's good. I woke up at... Go ahead, Dave.
I was going to say, the sad thing is, every time he got up and left the room, I woke up as well, and I thought, oh man, is he getting sick? I'm like, tomorrow, you know, is he not sleeping because he got fired? And all this and that. I never once heard the doorbell, and I mean, I heard you get up, but I never heard the doorbell.
By the way, screw you, Dave, for that. I mean, in good fun, screw you for that, because here's what would happen. Every time I was, like, losing my goddamn mind because it was so loud, I would get up and, like, go, like, walk around, go to the bathroom, and Dave, too, would stop snoring. And so I'd be like, all right, shit, I'll lay down. I'd lay down. 1 minute later, like, and then I'd get up and he'd stop and I'd be like, oh shit, I'll give it another try, maybe I can get
they're
sleep
signaling each other. They're like, like, and they're like, oh, he's left the room? All right, hold on.
So, right, he's so back. His he's waking back. Up actually was like torture because he was like teasing me. Like, oh, I guess maybe he's done. Okay, all right, I'll lay down and boom, back again. that was actually kind of cruel.
Well, I apologized quite a bit the next day.
You did. And I give you full forgiveness and don't hold anything against you. But it was loud and I couldn't sleep. So I didn't sleep very good that
yeah. night. Yeah, so it's a testament that we all woke up in the morning and we all woke up in fairly decent moods, especially Ryan. Especially Ryan. Good job, buddy. I was very proud. All day I kept saying to people,
I just like we were all
very
confused.
Proud of this guy.
Why are there so many fucking hangers on the table?
That was because when I was checking out the closet, my head hit the hangers. And I was like, fuck hangers. I'll put the hangers on the table.
Christ, Ryan.
So in the morning, there's hangers on the table. Which I was actually surprised no one said, like, why are there hangers
on the
table?
Well, it was just like one of those things where it's like, man, there's a lot of hangers on the table.
There was a mini adventure. Was...
Jesus Christ.
Okay, let's move on. We're getting all right. This is going to be the longest part. We haven't even made it to fucking Disney yet. Jesus Christ.
Hey, this is a huge spot. This is. So we all get in the car, yep.
And this is 5... We wanted to be out in the car moving by 6:15. Park opens at 8. Yep. We're about 10 minutes away.
All I got to say is I set my alarm the night before to text you fuckers to wake up at 5:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
We were up. 10-4 out the door.
Yep, we were up.
We were actually up because of the hour difference. Otherwise, we would have been mad.
10-4 out the door.
I made sure. I'm
hey,
like,
very good. That was awesome.
Fuckers are getting a text message because I get up that early. You guys are getting up that early. I got to make sure.
Yeah, and you know, it was cool because the place was only about 10-15 minutes from from the gate, front to gate, which was cool. It was great, you know. So I didn't look at my clock, but I think after parking, we probably walked into the first holding area at like 6:40.
Maybe? Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
After parking and stuff. Remember, park opens at 8. We were there at 6:40, and we were not alone. There was a shitload of people there.
No, because we were in the second row, first spot. So one full row was filled with cars, and we were in the next row filled with cars. And there was a shit ton of people in front of us already.
Yep.
Well, it had all the premier parking full.
Yep, and then by the time we actually, I mean, I think they open the gates just after 7, like 7:05, they open the gates so you can go in to Disney, even though everything's closed. Like, you can't actually do anything, you just walk around. So, I think it was around 7:05, maybe, something around then.
Yeah, that's something like that.
And we basically all went to fucking right to the edge of Galaxy's Edge.
Yep, and big giant two wooden doors, shut.
And it just didn't let you in. And you got to stand in there for an hour. Like, and got to talk and have fun.
King Kong-sized doors.
They were huge doors, yeah.
Got to take multiple poops or pees. We got to hang out.
Yep, everyone was doing that, yep.
Yeah.
Having their apps all ready, just...
Yeah, because the whole thing is, right, at 8 o'clock. So I kind of want to hear about your guys' experience. I'll tell mine first. So we were all on our app at 7:58 trying to, and I have this recorder, which is kind of cool. I put it up a video on YouTube. 7:58, refreshing, 8 o'clock. Doom, doom, doom. We're using a virtual queue. Still refreshing. I'm like, it's 8 o'clock. There's nothing coming up. I hit back. I hit boarding pass. Nothing coming up. I hit back again. I'm like, oh, there it goes. I select me. I select one more. And then I hear, I'm in! Because you start hearing, and that was 15 seconds. Because 5 seconds in, you started hearing people go, yeah, woo! Meaning they had already gotten in, too. So
And when you said we were on our phones, you were referring to us, but actually everyone, like all the people.
Yeah. All the people in the park were on their phone. Yeah. Yes, that's a good point. Yeah, and there was a lot there. So, Dave, we'll talk to you last. Ryan, how far did you get?
I never got to this. I kept refresh, and I never got to the point where I could join a party.
Okay, so you
like,
just
before like I saw Dave click. But, oh yeah,
okay. Yeah,
it was quick too. I mean, like
15 seconds.
That was like 15
it's all,
seconds.
It's all recorded. It's literally 15 seconds. And it's funny. Like 5 seconds in, you hear some lady go, I don't have it on my app. people probably think that. So, what about you, Dave? Too? How far did you get?
I got just as far as you did. I had refreshed. I hit join boarding pass. I had myself and three other people selected when Dave said, "I'm in."
Yeah, yeah. So luckily, Dave, you got in pretty quick. I don't know if it was location or luck of the prophets.
Yeah, but if you watch the video. You're like videotaping and stuff, and you know Miller's all like blah blah blah. Mickey's all like, "What do I gotta do?" And as you look, everyone else looks to the camera, and I just have my head down for like the last 90 seconds, and I'm just like, focus, 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 focus. For some reason, I just like was like, I gotta do this, man. I've gotta do this, and I could feel my adrenaline rising. And yeah, when that clicked and I got everybody, man, my hands were shaking so hard because I had so much adrenaline running through my system. I was just like, oh,
yeah.
So and it was like the biggest release of adrenaline. And I was just like, oh, man, I think my heart rate is going to explode.
Yeah.
Then I was like,
so that was 15 seconds in, and we got group 46.
That's 46.
Ridiculous.
Out of like,
I think 128. I think like 128 got in that day or something. But that was 15 seconds.
But they don't guarantee anything after 66.
Like right. After 66. After order 66.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's I actually, that experience really bummed me out for a while because I kept thinking most people here are disappointed. They're starting their day disappointed.
Like, right. Yep.
The vast majority of people here are starting their disappointed. The vast majority of kids here are starting their day disappointed, which I was like, God damn it. That kind of sucks.
Because their parents fucked up.
No, it was complete. There were six of us, and one of us got in. One. Well, maybe one, if one of us, me and Dave, would have finished, we might have got like 90th or something, but still.
Well, right, and even if you got in, like you saw that the ride shut down early in the day.
Yeah.
Due to some issue or something. And I saw like a girl like kind of like sitting with her hand on her head, like in like disappointment or like sadness, you know, which sucks.
Yeah.
Because it does suck because you want to do that. You know, you want to do the ride and you know that not a lot of people do it, but you hope you can be one of the people that does it. It sucks if you're not.
In the hour leading up to that, you could join the cantina, go into the cantina, but you had to make your party go into the cantina. We could never get in a party of six because they were like, nah. So it's all like we had four reservations for 2, 2, 1, and 1 throughout the day. It was like 11. There was a later one at like 6:55, 7:25, 7:55.
Jesus.
It was all over the place, yeah.
It was all over the place because we just wanted to go and see your inside and see it. But once again, customer service later in the day, they were like, I don't know, just have everyone show up at the earliest time. We'll just cancel everything.
Yeah, and
mush you all together.
That's a testament to Mickey and Dave 3, who are people you kind of want to have with you on a group because they don't mind asking about anything. They'll be like, so I was wondering if you could give me a gold bar. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, just do you have any gold bars I can have? And they're like, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Here's our gold bar. And they're like, all right, I appreciate that gold bar. Like, what? Why did they just give us a gold bar? No. We're rich now.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that gold bar. I appreciate you.
Yes, I appreciate
you. Right, yeah. But yeah, so the big doors open. You walk through that tunnel.
Was anybody else surprised? I mean, basically, everyone is ushered directly to Smuggler's Run. You don't get to walk around. There's just a big line of people going to Smuggler's Run. I was surprised by that.
I think they did it intentionally just to curb the running.
Yeah,
you know, I think so too.
Yeah, right.
Once you got in line, once you got to that end corridor, they could just go like, okay, now go off and do everything else if you want to do it.
Yeah, it was funny though, because even then, like, where's Mickey? Oh, he's about 80 people ahead of us.
Yeah, he was really far ahead, and then we just walked across the thing. We're like, hey, buddy, how's it going? We're going to come and stand in line with you. And we got on and people got to fly the Millennium Falcon.
I mean, it was 10 minutes.
10 minutes. And there was like next to no waiting.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yep.
Me and Dave were engineers. We fucking hooked that shit like crazy.
100% accuracy, baby. The pilots are the fucking shit. They were like fucking garbage pilots.
Hey, buddy, got
to know.
Smashing into the wall. Mickey smashing into the walls.
That was Mickey.
But he got to pull the hyperdrive, so probably worth it.
Yeah,
I got to.
Oh, man, the hyperdrive?
I got to punch it. Punch it, D2.
Yeah, exactly. But it's cool, man. Like, just their attention to detail. Like, to have the walls high enough so you don't see really out. You don't see any of the other parks. You don't see, like, Toy Story Land. You don't see any of that stuff. The walls are high. The sound effects are great. Like, you hear little creatures, and every once in a while, kroom, stuff flies over. You know, you hear it flying over. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It made me feel good, that place.
So what'd you guys think of Smuggler's Run?
I thought it was fun because you're all working together for some goal, and it's fun to say, all right, I got this. It's like, and you just can quote lines and say, punch it and shit like that. And you're just like, all right, it made you feel cool.
Yeah, I think it was like, fun because we were fun.
Yes.
Like, and we were excited and we had gotten there and gotten through and, you know, like had all that action. And it was, so then everybody was having a good time and like going like, woohoo, and celebrating. And
yes,
you know, that was super fun. By the way, pilots, or no, gunners, we scored poorly, but did blast lots of things.
You did blast lots
of things. Negative 750 points because we just constantly were hitting the shoot button. And they were like, didn't know how I was scoring. It was just like, whenever it let us shoot, it was like, like sore from just shooting everything constantly. But, so I think the ride, it's like, if you're doing a review for the park, you know, like, I would say it was pretty good, and if you wait 15 minutes for the ride, it was a good ride. But if you waited for the 93 minutes or 88 minutes, like, and then you went in there for the 4 minutes or 5 minutes.
Five minutes, I mean, and 48 seconds. I timed almost every ride.
Bro.
I think you could feel like that went too fast, but it was good. It was fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish you could know what the other people were doing better. Like, I didn't know if the pilots were flying bad.
Except for when we hit shit. Oh,
yeah, we just got to see it. Because we were in the back looking forward. You could see, like, other people doing stuff. Like, Mickey going left and right and Dave two going up and down.
So from your angle, you could see. From my angle, I couldn't really see them doing stuff. Mm. You know? Oh, okay.
Yeah. What about you, Dave, too?
I loved how interactive it was. Like, you know, we got to do things. And not just ride.
Sure.
You know, so we got to do things. We got to immerse ourselves. And it's the Millennium Falcon. So I was just like over the moon. I was like, yeah.
Right, it's interesting because from your, like, the one thing, the two things. The one thing that I didn't like was that whenever it was like, you got to push these buttons to repair your damage, it took me away from looking at the front of the screen. Like, I wanted to watch what was happening. I had to turn and push buttons, and I thought I was missing shit that was going in the front, you know?
Yeah.
So that was a little annoying to me. I don't know how you fix that other than to put the buttons, like, kind of in front. But that's
like a console in front of you.
Yeah, a console in front of you or something. But even then, you're looking down and stuff, so.
Yeah.
And also, we went through the line so fast that I was purposely trying to, like, go slow because there's so much to see. And since there was no line, we were walking right through all the stuff that you're usually standing at, waiting and looking at. So I was purposely going kind of slow and looking like, hey, that's cool, looking, that's cool. Because the line is long and there's a lot of shit to see.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's a lot of my photos were because we're moving so quickly. I'm like taking picture and I'm like, ah, and it's like blurry. I'm like, fuck, gotta delete that one. That's just a blur of.
Yeah, I could see that. You need to master the Ryan Thomas staggered step photo trick. He is he's an expert at it.
But
I can't even explain it. You know?
You got to just see it. It's like the Matrix.
But like that was super fun, and like the cantina was cool. I thought that was like the door opening up, and it was just all like. Burp. Playing the music in there, and it was all like super dank and cramped and stuff. I thought that was cool. All
right, Tarantino, hang on. Let's slow down. Let's go backwards.
Okay, Adam? Backwards.
Oh, I'll ask questions about the cantina.
Because after that, that's when we had our
blue milk,
except for blue Ryan.
Oh, had good
red pudding.
That's true.
How'd you get red pudding?
Oh, I got a video of that. I'm like, hey, this is a shared experience. We're all getting blue milk. And then Ryan comes walking up with red pudding.
We're drinking blue milk, motherfucker.
Oh, I didn't hear anything. Memo. You didn't fucking talk to me. I'm standing right here. Why didn't you tell me? It was fucking awesome video, and it'll forever be one of my favorites of the park. So.
Why do they have fucking bread pudding
to breakfast?
It was a little It wasn't at the cantina. It was just this little shop, little outdoor stand.
Yeah. Right.
They had blue milk, green milk. Yeah, you get it.
It's whatever they call it, like space bread pudding.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
And then they had spicy space bread pudding, whatever the fuck they call it.
A spicy egg bite. Yeah. Holy crap. I inhaled that chili sauce. I was like,
but anyways, it's not milk. It's like a tropical smoothie. It is still,
it's like a smoothie, so you like yogurt tasting.
And you can get it with alcohol, so I'm sure parents love that. Yeah. I was thinking, how many times do you think it happens that like a kid gets one with alcohol accidentally?
1 in 100.
That's still a lot, right?
It's like coronavirus stats.
All right, so what did we do after that? Do you guys remember? Where'd we go? We walked around a little bit.
Shopping.
We shopped.
We wandered around.
Loved to shop. The bathroom was the coolest thing. I love the bathroom.
Oh, it's my favorite bathroom ever. Great.
I don't know why. I just loved it.
So we didn't know, like, you know, I'll jump ahead a little bit and come back. The bathroom, I didn't notice until later on because Ryan decided on a thing that anytime anyone else would go to the bathroom, he would also go to the bathroom. It was a thing that he put upon himself. So he went to the bathroom probably 700 times throughout the day.
Those are Amber's rules.
Oh, right. No, I invented this on my own as a way to avoid needing to go to the bathroom when other people wanted to go somewhere else. And it worked pretty good. I think I only independently needed to go once.
But so it was one time later on in the day that Ryan and I said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Ryan's like, all right. So Ryan goes into a stall because Ryan likes to sit when he pees now.
Got to play it safe sometimes.
Play it safe. Right. But then there's, in order to mask the sound of people shitting, they have alien sounds going on in the bathroom. It's all like, yeah. So it's like you can't tell. Is someone shooting in that bathroom? No. But everything's
aliens fighting in that stall?
All right. But like everything is just cool. Like, you know, like that little hand washing thing. That's is just like a pipe coming out.
Yeah, and it was hot water, and then each one has individual heat or drying mechanism. I thought it was neat.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, everything was, all the stuff was covered in like distressed metal, so it had the same feel. Like, the feel was consistent. Even, you know, I think the bathrooms were impressive, but I also think the restaurants were impressive. And this is going a little out of order, but it's part of the theme. Like, the restaurants were so well themed that the bowls, the plates, almost everything, even the food choices, were made to look somewhat artistically like something that you'd see in this universe.
Like alien-like, yeah.
Yeah, like my meal had like, it looked kind of like a dish you might get in space or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Like, they had, like, what were those things? Like, the pod racing. They had one where a pod racing engine was just basically hanging from there going, cooking meat.
That's how they
cooked
the meat, yeah.
Meat. And I was like, yeah, that's fucking cool. And, like, they had gonks and shit.
Power droids everywhere.
Yeah. It was cool, man.
Okay. So we walked around a bit, and I think, is the cantina the next thing we did?
Yes. Because that was 11 o'clock. And I kept going, like, I'm like, oh, man, we're at, like, 26. We're 26 out of 46. We're almost there.
Yeah, we went and tracked down where the ride was.
Right. Yes.
And so we walked around a lot.
And Mickey wanted to buy a cloak.
What?
And then
So, and in the cantina, what kind of beverages did they have? And
good
what did
question.
You guys have?
So, in order to get into the canteen, remember, we had four separate reservations, and you can't just go in. You can't even look in. So luckily, Dave 3 made some friendly comments with the line lady who was nice, not the line lady who was get to the fucking back of the line. And right, then they're like, we'll consolidate you into the Miller 6. Miller 6? Miller 6.
Yep, the Miller 6.
Yeah. So we got to sit down. Not everybody gets to sit down, but we got to kind of sit down in a booth, which is kind of cool. Because you felt like you were fucking making a deal
shoot first?
With the Imperial. Yeah, you could have shot first.
Shot
first. So what each of you have for drinks? Do you remember?
Yep. I had the Hyperdrive, which was a berry Powerade with some frozen raspberry blueberry drops on top that were red so that sooner or later it would mix and be purple.
Yep. I had the same thing. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, what did you have?
I had the Black Spire Brew, which is like a citrus mixed with coffee type drink, which is okay, I would say. I liked that it had coffee because I was looking for a little caffeine at that point. Mm-hmm. But it was a little weird because like I just hadn't had a drink like that. It was actually pretty good. Like I kind of think I would drink it again. Actually, it's a weird one where like at first it was weird, but now I kind of feel like I could grow to love it.
Okay.
But it was.
I had a Jedi mind trick. It was like grapefruit vodka.
Ugh.
And blue curacao and some other stuff. It tasted good, dude. I thought it
all like things it, I hate.
Yeah,
I know, but the thing is, like, I just wanted something. I wanted the Jedi mind trick. Why would you not? It was like, sure. I don't care what it tasted like. No, I would have been like, whatever, yeah. $15. I'm like, I'm gonna drink it.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
It.
And Mickey,
that was good, by the way.
Mickey had some sort of beer thingy or like a lager. Or something.
Yeah, Miller.
Oh,
Miller
Wapa, and Mickey. Wapa ale.
Yeah, they both had beers. And Mickey then, didn't finish his.
Yeah, Mickey didn't finish his. Then the lady next to him was like, I want the drink where it makes your lips, like, tingly. And Mickey's like, give me one of those, too!
Right. It's like, yeah, some fizz. Some, like, some
fuzzy. Ball. It was like a fuzzy tauntaun or something like that.
Oh, shit, yeah, because like, I took a picture of the menu, too.
Yeah, I'm just curious on... Who the fuck orders a beer? You're at Disney World. Why wouldn't you get
they had fancy Star Wars names.
It was a weird name, beer. Yeah. You know, it was
fuzzy Tauntaun is what they have.
Okay, and the food choices, there was literally two things you could get. One was like a appetizer sampler thing, and one was like a kale chip thing. You know,
Bonto bites.
Like, but they were very fancy, like you would find at an Adam wedding, you know, like little drizzle stuff and stuff. Yes. So.
And Tapas. Like when you broke it down, it was basically like fancily cut cauliflower, so it looked like very like alien-esque. Like they had like literal pieces of string cheese that were pulled. So, and then they had some like cured meats. And
some cheeses.
I'm pretty sure they're dates, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We don't know what they were.
There was a cheese thing, and I think it was fine. I actually didn't care for the food sample stuff that much, but it was the atmosphere, right? You got to walk around, and you get to see the. And we have some videos that are not up yet, but we have videos of the whole place. So it was kind of cool. So,
They played. They yelled. They had a Gungan drinking song, and they're like, "Da, hey, da, da." And they, I mean, it was.
I felt like that didn't come together the way they wanted it to.
No.
I think people were confused.
But the menus and shit were really cool. I took pictures of the menus. I was looking through the pictures of this.
Mickey was going to steal one, but he didn't.
Yeah, Mickey stole a bunch of coasters. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they knew. I don't think it's stealing. I think they just expect those not to show
the coasters. Yes, but he wanted to put a menu like down his pants. I was like, dude, we don't need one that bad.
Yeah, but they did a really good job with the atmosphere of that place.
There you go, Adam. I put a picture of like, so you kind of get a picture of what it looks like and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's just regular stuff that they made look funny and weird.
Okay, so we left the cantina because you get 45 minutes, can't walk around until the end, and we walked around at the end. Mickey wanted to get a picture at the bar, and there's very little room, so the waitress was like, Miller 6, get out of here!
It's cool that they remembered the Miller 6, though, so that's like, we're infamous.
When did they say that?
We were trying to get a picture. You guys were over on the far end, like, looking at stuff. There was like a little opening at the bar, and, you know, those weren't very common, so... Mickey and like Dave and me quickly ran up there, and I was like, this isn't going to happen. They're way over there. It's loud. And then that's when the waitress or the lady from outside was like, Miller 6, get out of here.
Yeah, we were trying to scope that spot. Where can we get a group photo quick in the cantina? And just,
I mean,
right.
And she was just having fun, you know, which is, she wasn't like serious. We could have stayed and tried to get something, but.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So when we were in the cantina, our little thing had gotten to, okay, group 46. So your little queue comes up, and from the moment it says activated, you have 2 hours to go over to Rise of the Resistance to actually get in the line to go. So we get out of the cantina, we walk over there, we get in the line and kind of walk through, and it's a whole cave system, and you're walking through, and it's also in the line, they're like, oh, cool, why don't you download, play the Get app where you find, like, clues and shit like that and scan things. So they're trying to make it interactive, and there's a whole bunch of shit. It's just cool. There's, like, there's blasters and blaster rifles and various gear all littered around that you can kind of, like, look at and touch, and and examine and thermal detonators and shit, and you're like, okay, cool. And then you get up there, and they're like, how many in your party? You know, six. So they walk in, they go like, cool, a guy, Ray hologram is all like, okay, man, you new recruits, man, we got to get you here, and you got to do this training and stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then Poe Dameron's all like, hey, all right, man, I'll guide you guys there as we fly in. And then you get loaded up on the transport. And, man, then it starts going. You're like, all right, cool. It starts off pretty. And all shit, First Order shows up. And you get tractor beamed back into a First Order ship. And then they open the guy walks in saying, like, you know, resistance scum. You know, come in here for scanning. And you walk through
for processing,
and the room is fucking enormous. What? I mean, it might be fake enormous. It doesn't really matter. It's like, and there's First Order troops everywhere.
I got to rewind a bit. I was like, oh my! I thought it was really cool that okay, you walk into the transport, right, and behind you, it's an out. You're outside, and there's Poe Dameron's X-wing.
X-wing.
The door closes, and you're going through this. You know, shaking and the First Order attacking, and you got Akbar's son or whoever it is, General Beck, telling you, oh, here we go, and you get captured. The same doors open, and you're on a freaking Star Destroyer now.
Right, yeah, it was.
Well, was it the same doors? I didn't. It was impressive, but I didn't even. It was like so magical, I didn't notice
it. Right, it's like that magic trick where it's like, "Hey, look over here, ha ha ha!" And they do the trick on this side, and you never notice it happening. Hmm. But then there's like a whole battalion of fucking First Order, and you know most of them are fake, and some of them are animatronic, and then maybe one or two are real people.
They're like stormtroopers you're talking about, right?
Yeah, now. But then the trick is there. The trick has already been pulled, and then they bring you into processing and. They pull you off, tell you about your groups and stuff like that. Like, oh, we got six. Okay, cool. Four stand here. Two stand there.
Four red, two blue.
Two blue. And then Dave is, like, laughing, and the guy's like, what you find funny?
And like, it was like, he's getting up in his face. You think this is a party?
Like, I could not wipe the smile off my face.
Oh, it was so cool.
It was like, actually really good. Everything like, because it's like, cool. He was acting, you know, really well.
I was laughing because he was laying into the other guy that walked up. Because he walked up behind us, and he's like, did I tell you to move?
Yeah.
Right, and they're just playing the parts. And they put us into a cell with our group. And then Huck shows up, and Kylo Ren is like, you know, oh, look at these, blah, 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 we're going to get there. And Kylo's all like, we shall get, you know. And then Kylo gets sent away, and then some resistance cut a hole in the wall, and we carts. And yeah.
Yep, then kind of a cart ride through a Death Star, which is kind of cool. So, yeah.
Fucking super cool. Just like the LED screens on the walls that you can't tell are different than the walls until they get hit with blaster fire and it busts a hole in the wall. You're like, that's fucking cool. Like the lights, the stormtroopers,
the lightsaber through the ceiling.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff that even like when I look back at it, I think some of the stuff that's really hard to do and really good, you almost overlook. Like, even the hologram of Rey, like, thinking about it, it was pretty fucking cool. It's just you kind of overlook it because it's just one of those things, you know?
Well, and it was also, like, in, like, there was, like, multiple stages of the line.
Yeah.
In this one, more than any of the others, they made... I would say the line was part ride, part line.
Oh, yes. They say this ride is like 22 minutes long. What they mean is once you start the line part of the ride to the end, that's 22 minutes long. And so that was a little disappointing to me, but it makes complete sense. I mean, you are technically on part of the ride when you're doing the first part and going to the second line, you know.
And they were really cool rooms. And like they had... it was cool. Like, when you knew it was a 22-minute ride, it was disappointing. If you didn't know it was a 22-minute ride, and you just were like, wow, that line fucking rocked.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and I mean, you're trying to escape, and you're like, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden, you're looking out the giant windows on the side, and all of a sudden, all the ships from the Resistance show up and just start. There's a huge space battle out front, and then they're playing the music, and it's all like, and you're going like, all right, you're getting the hairs on your arms coming up, and you're like, Kylo Ren like is chasing through you, like cutting through stuff, you know, and he's all like, grabs, you're trying to back away, and he goes like, and tries pulling you back towards him. Ship blows up. And you get ready, boom, you get into escape pod, and it's like, duh, 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 just like before the Death Star explodes, and all of a sudden, boom, it drops. It just drops you. And then you're in the escape pod, and you're like, boom, shit's blowing up, and you crash land. Oh.
It was cool.
It was cool.
I like the blaster thingies, which probably have a more particular name, but like, when we were, so we were on this thing that had wheels, let's call it a cart, but it also rotated.
Yeah.
And that was the ride. It took us, it was like, it had to be like a giant warehouse amount of movement. Like, it took us around a lot of different places.
Yeah.
And spawned and stuff and showed us cool shit. But when we went through that room where it was made to look like you were looking out the windows into space when they, our allies were trying to shoot at this, you know, Star Destroyer ship. Is that what it was?
Yep.
And then they had these guns that were like,
oh yeah, the big
the turbo blasters that like
they were recoiling,
yeah,
and they were as big as like a bus, and they were actually like moving back and forth, like that was cool, and when they shot like, you know, like virtually shot, and they shot into space.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. Yeah. That I was like, that's just freaking cool.
Turbo lasers.
Yes. Yeah,
it was pretty cool. It was. And when I was thinking back, like, is that the only two rides in Galaxy's Edge?
Yep.
I think it is. Yeah. And that was weird to me. I was like, wow, there's only two rides in there. Like, there's a lot of stuff to do, a lot of places to eat and to shop, but there's only two rides in there. And we had those both done by
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
Yep, 1 o'clock.
Yep.
And we had most of the other shit we wanted to do other than the lightsaber build done by like 1 o'clock. We had walked around.
Yeah, at 12:47. We
ate lunch at the Docking Bay 7, and that was like the last place that we hadn't eaten at, really. I mean, you know, but I guess a few other small places, but there wasn't as much as I was actually surprised that it was it seemed kind of small. Like, I was thinking, are we going to spend the whole day here? Because that's, you know, Hollywood Studios has got other shit. And we're pretty much done at that time.
Yeah,
it was fun.
True.
Yeah, and then we just kind of went and did other shit, right?
Yeah, went to Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror.
That was fun. Ryan has one of the best reactions to falling I've ever seen.
Is that where the photo of Chris looking like fucking Jim?
No.
We'll get to that. That's next. Yeah, Tower of Terror is just like it's an internal thing, but it's real quick drops and stuff. And I would have been more comfortable if I wasn't so worried about the kid behind me, the 4-year-old behind me who's like, that's so scary. I want to get off.
What did he say that? I couldn't hear him.
When we were all done, he's like, I'm scared. I want to be done. And luckily we were done. And because he couldn't talk otherwise. He's 4 years old. You know, I was going up. Weightless. He must have been just flying around, even if his parents were holding him. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But he did really good. He didn't scream or cry, so I felt really bad for him. And that was a long line, actually. That was like a 22-minute line, even though, like, that's not a long line.
So we did determine, like, whatever it says is, because Chris would time all the lines we're in, like, it would be like 40-minute line. It would be like, or the guy said, what did the guy say? Oh, this is about an hour line.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, cool, whatever. We got nothing to do. We can whatever. And it was 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they vastly overestimated the time of the lines, which is good. I mean, true. It was cool. We got through shit really quick. Because the next one was, what, AC/DC's roller coaster?
No, AC/DC, you're going to piss everyone off. Aerosmith, Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, and that's where I got to make my fun face. Yeah.
Where's it?
What, where you actually look like a like you belonged in the Aerosmith?
Well, that's his face, remember, but then also it's the roller coasters in the dark whipping you around. You don't know which way is up, really.
And well, it's Dave too had mentioned there's a photo op right up because it accelerates from like 0 to 50 in like 2 seconds. So it's like this kind of, right? So I was like, all right, I'm going to make this fish. Like I'm, like, it's cool.
Yeah, and then, it's right as you take off that, yeah, that's when the photo.
And it's so fast that it made me go, and it was awesome. I actually think that was my favorite non-Star Wars ride. I thought I had a lot of fun in that ride.
That was super fun. Was, and that was, again, they said, oh man, this is going to take so long. And it was like nothing. It felt quick as hell.
Yeah. That. You know how rides are, they do multiple corners so you can't see where the ride, where the, how long the line is. And I was always surprised when we turn the corner and be like, all right, time to get on. Like, oh shit, we were only in this line for 15 minutes. I thought it'd be an hour.
Yeah. That ride was fun. That, like that one, it, it, the main thing was it accelerated at the beginning super fast.
Yeah.
And what I found was impressive, one, it accelerated super fast, but it accelerated for a long time. Like,
yeah,
we went from zero to, it felt like, here's what it felt like. It felt like we went from zero to 60 really fast. And I was like, whoa, we went from zero to 60 fast. But then at 60, we went from 60 to 120. And I was like, not expecting that last. No, yeah. Like that. That's the part where I was like, well, we're still getting faster. What the fuck?
Yeah. And, you know, and thinking back, what I think was really cool was, because it was indoors and everything was dark and you didn't see the track, you didn't know when you were going to go upside down, or you didn't know when you were going to take a big bank. So it was always a surprise, which is kind of, you know, usually you're in a roller coaster. You're like, oh, here comes the upside down, the corkscrew. Here comes.
Right. Yeah. You can prepare yourself.
Yeah. I thought it was really cool. I liked it.
Yeah. Me too.
Let's see, after that, what was it?
Indiana Jones.
I think you're right. Yeah, we went right into the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular.
We didn't think we'd make it because it was supposed to be a long wait. That's and it's like, oh, we're done. Okay, well, let's go over there.
So, yeah, they filmed some stunt scenes, which is kind of cool. I don't know. The more I think about it, the more cool it is. Like, that propeller was a real propeller.
Yeah, right.
If somebody gets fucking hit by that propeller, it might be, there might be like checks and balances so they don't get as hurt, but they're going to get hurt.
Right, yeah. But yeah, it was cool, man. It was like, I just like going like, oh, cool, they build this whole set and it's on trains and they just go like, and move it apart. And now there's the other set in the background. And then they move some stuff and nope, now here's the plane part.
Yeah, and it was one of my favorite moments there was when he gets the gun and he shoots the sniper off the top and stuff. And the kid behind you guys was so excited about that. He must have been 12, and he gasped. He's like, "Oh, I just did that!" it was so awesome to see somebody so excited by something like that.
Yeah,
that was cool.
And then we went to
Star Tours. Everybody knows Star Tours. It hasn't changed in 50 years.
Right? Yeah, it's like the first Star Wars one.
Yeah,
where it's like you ride and you're basically like, wah. Vacation, going on vacation, all these different planets and stuff like that. And I think, is that the one that affected, who got kind of sick on that one?
The last time.
I didn't feel good.
Yeah.
The last time I did
that. I had to close my eyes.
Yeah. The last time I did that, which was like 2009 or 8 or somewhere, I fucking got sick.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
No, that it was. I felt kind of bad because that's the only Star Wars ride not in Galaxy's Edge. It's like, you don't even deserve to be in the Star Wars land.
Well, there was cool. There's the stage show. Yeah.
Yes, outside. I was going to say that in front where they were having the kids who were wearing their robes.
The Jedi training.
Was that the AT-AT?
Yep.
And there was Darth Vader was there, and they were getting trained, and they had to basically fight Darth Vader.
That was really cool. I can imagine kids really having an awesome time doing that because that's cool. Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, and because I think we came back later and it was Kylo Ren. They were all like, students, let's use the power of love.
Yeah, I know. if we strike him down, he'll come back as Ben Solo, right? Yes.
Yeah. yeah, that was cool. We ate some food, walked around, did some shopping, right? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then we went to Toy Story, whatever that ride was, game.
We went to the Toy Story World, which is the next world over, and we did the shooty game, which was fine.
I think that was the longest wait.
That was actually the longest wait. It was weird. It was 38 minutes or something like that. And it was fine. We didn't have anything else to do.
Right.
I liked it. I mean, it wasn't like amazing, but it was like a little fun video game break.
Right. I mean, you did pretty good, Ryan, for second place.
I did awesome. I missed one loop around an alien, otherwise I would have passed you up.
Second place, classic Ryan, always coming in second.
So if you think about that park, I think the Slinky Dog roller coaster.
Yep.
And then they had like the saucer cups. Those are like the two rides in the entire Hollywood Studios we didn't do.
Right.
Yeah. And they had a good grilled cheese sandwich over at Woody's Toy Box. I like that. It was really good, actually. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Lightsaber, right?
And then Lightsaber.
Yeah. And I actually think, like, performance-wise, that was the best thing I saw.
Oh, so, dude, it
best performance by far.
Yeah. I told Amber...
The story, the lore, all that stuff was really good. She was a great storyteller.
That was the best... I think that was the best thing in the Star Wars area.
It was $200 extra, but I think it was worth it, honestly. It was really fun.
Yeah.
I actually think the experience, like, I was glad I was able to tailgate, you know, because it was fun for me. Like, I honestly didn't need a lightsaber.
Right, right.
But I actually needed you guys to get a lightsaber. You know what I mean? Like,
right, yeah.
It was a perfect fit, you know?
Yeah. And I think I have... No, I just have a picture. I thought maybe I had a video... I think it's just a picture, damn. Of the actual lady who was doing it. Because I was really impressed by her, you know, how she basically stayed in character she was good. She was very good. So
very good.
But
and the music that they played, so they played Star Wars music. That was cool. And there was effects, like they changed the lighting.
Like talking about the kyber crystals, and it's like, oh, blue represents this. And the lights turned blue, and... Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. It was good.
Close your eyes. Picture a crystal in your mind. What do you see? And they're standing right there with all the crystals, and they just go like, ah, mine.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. Even the vessel that they used to hold the kyber crystals was pretty fucking cool.
It was fucking cool, yeah.
Four-way. It reminded me of when they put serums in, like, in... Or The Rock, when the fucking little beads that they put in and stuff.
And you're like...
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was happy that we did it. So
yeah, so was I. I thought it was really fun.
But you did.
And yeah, and when we were waiting in line after we got like that, it was like the couple that were in front of us, and then like the one kid that was in front of them. Yeah, we just like had a good time, talked.
Yeah.
You know. And then running around with the lightsaber.
It was by far the best experience, totally worth the cost, and it was kind of cool to hear, oh, so why did you choose elemental nature protection, and oh, let me tell you about the balance of your hilt and the pieces that you chose.
Yeah, like the pieces that you chose, yeah.
It was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it was. It was super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't do that for me. She knew I was too much for her to handle. She's like, I'll do Dave 2 and Dave, but no.
Right, so she looked at you, she looked in your eyes and said, this man's had a lot of sugar. If I start talking, I will not be able to get home today. He's going to talk about,
he's
going to
ask me my life story, what planet I was born on.
Right, and she's like, I only have so much backstory, dude. I can't.
Yeah, it was, and that was it, pretty much, right? We walked out after that.
Yeah, we took a bunch of pictures like that. Ryan was like... Like, photog. Be like, oh, no, pictures.
And that was, like, at 9:10 or something. So the park was closes at 8.
Yep.
So we were last ones. Not the last ones, but pretty damn close. Like, when we were walking around, we were alone. So.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
But they had that new ride that was opening the next day. So they had, like, a premiere going on. So it's kind of cool that we got to see at least the premiere part.
Yeah.
Oh, but we forgot the best part.
Uh-oh.
What?
Remember we went to the Muppet Show?
Oh, I forgot about the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Oh,
which was the best part, but it was a random thing we did that was like in between something. It was like, here's a Muppet Show. Let's go to the Muppet Show.
It was before lightsabers. It was like we ate and we're like,
the Muppet Show 3D. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I got you know,
all those old guys
in that one.
Yeah,
that was it, you know, and then we kind of drove home and ordered some pizzas. It took an hour and a half to get there.
So long.
Well, we watched...
Like, I was on hold.
That that movie, and you ordered the pizzas like within the first 15 minutes of that movie, and then the movie was over, I believe. Well, it was probably about 15 minutes from over, so like an hour. Right.
It was about a half. It was about a half hour, 15 minutes left.
Yeah, it was good pizza though.
Well, yeah, it was also like you're just hungry and shit, and then
that was a good nightcap to watch a funny movie and eat food because we were hungry and
played some magic, watched some shows, ate some food. Went to sleep. Mickey did not snore once the whole night. It was like, he told me, he's like, I'm going to not snore tonight. And I was like, what, are you going to use the fucking force? And he's like, yes. And he didn't snore the entire night. And Ryan, I think you slept better, right?
Oh, yeah. I took melatonin some weed. And then Mickey gave me some earplugs, which was helpful for sure. Like, and also I was tired because I didn't sleep the night before and we had a super long day. Yeah. So, like, I heard snoring. Dave 3 was loud that night. But, like, I was earplugs and shit, and I was able to pass out. That was wonderful.
Yeah. I waited until I heard, I mean, again, within 2 minutes, Miller was out and snoring. And then I kept reading for about another 20, 25 minutes just to give Ryan time to fall asleep.
That was good
of you. And then I finally went to sleep, so...
And to give you guys some context, when I put in a run, when I go for a long run, like a 15-mile run, and a normal day, I get about 18,000 steps in. We did 26,000 that day.
There you go.
So, I mean, my running stride's longer than my walking stride, but still, it's pretty comparable. It's a long day. It starts at 6 a.m. and it ends at like 9. That's just walking around doing shit. That's fucking, what is that, 15 hours? 15-hour day of walking and standing and a little bit of breaks for food and rides, but it's mostly walking and standing. So that's even more than Adam puts in a normal day.
I mean, it is more than I put in.
Yeah. So good job. And everybody was fairly good. I had a few moments where I was sleep deprived and annoyed, but I was, you know, I think we all did good. We did very good.
I think everyone did real good. And then we were like, oh shit, how are we going? Oh, fuck it. We're going to just figure out these lightsabers and get them on a plane. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, that was the thing. We weren't sure if Frontier would charge us a carry-on because they're fucking big, right? Because it was cool. They gave us the little like sheath holders that we have to carry them around, but they're big. I mean, they're big. They're longer. They're about as big as a man.
Some men are bigger than others.
You might have been telling your stories about me. But luckily, they didn't seem to give a fuck. We didn't have to worry about it. We just walked on.
But yes, so we got all of our stuff. We got everyone's like, all right, everyone booked. Cool. Everyone's booked. Everyone. All right. Cool. We're all ready for the next day. We go bum around the town because we had to be out of the hotel at 10:30. Flight wasn't supposed to leave until 4:30, so we had 6 hours to kill. Went to Florida Mall, just a mall called Florida Mall.
The Florida Mall.
Right. Had some Snack Shack.
Shake Shack.
Yeah. And then wandered around.
One in Maple Grove, so we'll get to see if it's just as good here.
Dave Miller had to poop real bad.
He had to poop,
multiple times.
I think it's interesting that we spent quite a long time at that mall.
It was
ways it was
two and a half hours.
But the fact we were at the mall was pretty much random.
That's true.
Because I put like nobody wanted to figure stuff out for food, and I was like, "All right, fine, I'll figure it out." So I put like saw something that looked good. This sound good, and so that I did the thing in Google lets you pick something on the way, and I just like picked one. There's like 12 of them. And there was one that looked like a good location where it'd be open. I just picked it. I didn't know. Was it a mall?
Yeah.
I mean, I might have said, like, weird. Is it a mall? Maybe we shouldn't do that. Well, it's kind of fun that we showed up there. And
it is. I mean, when you mentioned it to me, you said, what do you think of Shake Shack? And I said, yeah, whatever. In my mind, I heard you say Steak and Shake. And I was thinking to myself.
I know you did.
I was thinking to myself, I love Steak and Shake. I hope we go there. That sounds pretty good. I can see if they have cottage cheese still. I love cottage cheese.
Banana shake. Get a banana shake.
That's right. Wrong city, but.
They have them there, too. But the Shake Shack, it was really good. It was a good burger, actually. It was pretty good.
Right.
And the mall, I actually really liked walking around the mall. Even though Mickey had to stop at every fucking store.
Store. Oh, you did.
Yeah.
It was still fun. It was a lot of fun.
And throw a frisbee in the hallway.
I'll throw a frisbee in the hallway. I go run to a fucking get whatever Dick's Sporting Goods so he can buy a frisbee. He's like, I bought a frisbee.
I'm like, Florida. I bet you can't throw it past that past that garbage can. Oh, watch, I can too.
Rah!
And then I don't know. I mean, I know Miller will be listening, but I don't know if he just felt bad that some of us were buying gifts for our kids, because next thing you know, it was, we need to find a comic store. I got to get magic cards to bring home for Jackson.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he did good. Yeah, we did. We found
but a then all, then all of a sudden, they were like, the little update. Maybe the update happened. I don't know exactly when the update happened. It was like, update was all like, flight's delayed, a half hour. Okay, we can make that happen. Yeah, because Tiffany was going to pick us up. Was going to pick up Dave, too, and Chris, and then bring him back to my house. But then it was like, delayed 50 minutes. We're like, oh, fuck, okay. It's going to be more like 8 o'clock. So then we were like, okay. Dave's like, my dad can come pick us up. We're like, okay, that'll work. We'll make that happen. Yeah, then we went to the comic book store, walk in. Hey, you got magic stuff? Absolutely not. We only sell comic books at this store. Comic books and comic book accessories.
Which is weird.
Weird?
It's definitely a comic book store. I mean,
it was small. It was boutique. It was like a very specific thing. Yeah.
A lot of them do that. That's cool.
And then we went and found an actual magic place that was a giant place that was all about board games and cards.
Yeah. That was cool. I like that place too. They did a good job. I rated them on Google.
And they had a combat pad, and they say, combat pads suck. Nobody buys them.
That's why they lost half a star. They're like, nobody buys this piece of shit. I mean, nobody does this.
That was not said, but
you
it was
were
something
there,
similar.
You were in a different location.
I could hear the room was literally wide open with no obstructions.
But the guy was whispering, and you
towards me. And I heard him say, yeah, it's not as popular a game. And then I heard Chris turn around and more loudly say, they say combat pads suck.
Yes, he pushed the conversation into specific
lit. I was like, but okay, so would you say it sucks? He's like, no, it's just not used as much. So you're saying it sucks.
You hear that, guy? He sucks.
It was fun. I had a really good time with going. I wish you were there, Adam. We talked about you a lot.
I was so annoyed that I couldn't go.
You could have, but it's okay that you didn't prioritize it. What? No, it's fine. That's like saying I can go to my mom's chemo treatment, but I don't want to get out of work. Like, you can prioritize things you want. You know, it's fine. I'm not pushing you down. I just wanted you to know we talked about you a lot. We needed somebody to chase after Mickey, fucking, and you would have been a good.
Yeah, we needed someone to run. We're like, go. You're on Mickey duty.
Go catch Mickey. He's just wandering again. The number of times we lost him, like, just turn around, he's just gone.
He's just gone.
I didn't know that about Mickey. That he
straight up wanders off. Dude,
he's a strange dude when it comes to certain things. And running off to stores, I didn't know that about him.
Yeah,
so it was fun too. It added some variety.
We dropped off the car at that super Shado place. That place was great.
I'll save it for another podcast, but don't use Easy Rent, EASIRENT. And the only reason I use it, because Priceline gave it to me, so don't use it.
But so we're on the way there. We've got the windows down. It's all great. And all of a sudden, all right, we're almost there. Everyone put the windows up. The AC, we'll put the AC on. Bzz, bzz, bzz. Dave Miller's like, my window don't go up. My window don't go up. He's finally getting it up. It's like, oh, it's off the track. So we stop at a gas station like two blocks away. Oh, it's off the track. Completely off the track. So we just get it up and just like push it all together and smush it all so it looks nice.
Yeah. It's
and
we'll
they didn't
see.
Say a thing.
They didn't say a thing, but you never know. Like, these fuckers have my credit card. All I saw when I got to the place was 1.5 stars reviews for this place. Like, they charged my credit card for no reason, so I'm going to be watching my credit card very...
Really? 1.5 star reviews? Wow.
Yeah, they're average 1.5 stars, and it's going down. I'm giving them 0.5 star. I mean, my experience was so bad, I'm giving them 0.5 star.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and that's only because of the return experience, which the guy was really polite. He just was like, everything looks fine, shine here. And that's why they get 0.5 star. Unless he was like, everything looks fine, sign here. And I was actually signing, there's damage, and you have to pay for the damage.
The 0.5 star is a plus from the 0 stars.
Yeah, it went up from zero. I was going to give him zero. But
But
I'll give him a long review so everyone knows.
Yeah. So we stopped at the gas station, got some drinks and stuff, and Mickey's just feeding fucking turkey vulture guy outside bagels. He's just like, check this out, I can throw like a frisbee. Yeah! Yeah! Just throwing bagels.
That was pretty good. Although he had said, like, I have bagels if anybody wants to eat them. And I thought to myself, yeah, I'll probably eat some bagels in the airport. That sounds good. And then next thing I know, he was ripping them up and feeding them to animals and then throwing them across the way.
It's probably because I was like, Mickey, nobody fucking wants your bagels. Like I said, every morning the entire trip. And then I said, he said, oh, I made sure everyone got two pieces. I was like, what about that one way over there? Think you could hit that one with a bagel?
I was impressed with the throw.
I could throw this football over that mountain.
Remember, in the fucking gym, the only exercise he does is this thing with one arm. So he gets one big arm for throwing discs.
But we're inside the gas station, and like everyone's paid and stuff. And I was like, oh man, maybe I should go to the bathroom. And then Dave Miller goes, hey, are there lids for this thing? And then I was like, nah, I just decide nah. I pay for my stuff and walk out. And then like 5 minutes later, Dave Miller goes like, what the fuck, dude? Why'd you leave? And I'm like, I didn't go to the bathroom. So he's like, thought I was in the bathroom. He's like pounding on the door, kicking it, putting his foot underneath the door. And then some random dude walks out. So he's like... so he got so embarrassed. He was
toe-tapping the guy.
Yeah, he was toe-tapping some random dude.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, this whole trip... It's funny, there were six of us, and I don't know. I mean, I could figure it out to the T, but I'm pretty sure we're around 1,200 pounds. And Ryan's like, I don't know what the max weight of this car is. I'm going to look it up. It says it's 820 pounds, and we're driving around with 1,200. And every time we go over a bump, it goes...
Yeah.
And we went on the highway a bunch of times. I'm really glad that just didn't fall apart.
Yeah, no doubt. And it could have been beat up because that car rental place, there's no guarantee it was taken.
It did feel like it was laying, it drove like it was low. Like, it felt low when it was driving. So.
It was a good time. Get to the airport, got through those queues so fast, it's like, shoo, 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 shoo.
Yeah.
So, no people at some of the TSA stuff.
Except for Miller and Mickey.
Except the two old men.
They don't know how to pull up something on their phone.
On their phone. Like, you remember when I said everyone's got their app doll book, everyone's ready? Both of them are like, Miller's like, when we're walking up, he's like, oh, Jody usually does it. I like paper copies of things. I don't know.
Really, he was really nervous. He's like, I don't know how to use it on my phone. Like, I'm not really comfortable with this. I like paper copies. Jody always does it. And yeah, we get up there. I didn't even look behind me because I was so... I thought it was so weird that I walked right up to the agent. There was nobody in line. And I just went through. And then I get all the way through, and I'm like, where the fuck's Dave 3? And you guys are like, oh, he didn't get through. And I was like, what?
Right.
And I was like, where's Mickey? Oh, he didn't get through either. They don't know what they're doing.
They're old men. They don't know how to use it. Mickey's like, I don't know how to delete the photos from my phone.
Ryan's like behind me, or maybe you're in front of me, Ryan, and all of a sudden I hear you say, no, I can't call you. My phone's in here. I will call you once I get to the other side.
Yeah, right. It was a little weird because I saw the panic in their eyes. But, like, I also, like, the security lines, I feel like I need to, like, be pretty damn not suspicious. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, if there's any place not to fuck around. Once I get to that line, I don't want to go back. I want to go talk to someone. Yeah. So I'm going to go through. I'll call you. But, like, yeah, Dave...
Yeah.
It wasn't hard. I think it got a little unlucky that like his internet connection was lacking.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep. And so we get on the plane, and I was surprised how much open seats there were. I mean, if we wanted to, we all could have moved. One person paid for a seat because he likes extra leg room, $45. And literally, there was five extra rooms in the exit row. There was five extra seats.
You could have sat there.
We
for free.
Easily could have walked up and all sat up there with him. And we even talked about it, like, jokingly on the way there. Like, he's like, then, you know, the people that pay for it probably get mad because then the people just walk up and get to do it for free. But I was engrossed with conversation with Sybil. Mickey seemed comfortable. Dave, you seemed fine. I couldn't find Ryan. Yeah. He was way up there.
I was in first class.
Yeah,
he was in first class.
first class on Frontier.
He's like...
Actually, there were three rows that you could recline. Yeah. That was first class. Row 1, 2, and 3 could recline.
Yeah. They don't first really
class.
Have front row.
Yeah, I was in row 6, which is not first class. It was the same as every other seat, but it was far near the front of the plane.
I just thought it was funny that there was six open seats in the exit row, and Dave paid for one of them. Like, if he just didn't get a seat, he probably would have got the same. No, he would have got something else.
Because
going out, I didn't select a seat, and they just randomly gave me the one in the exit row, and I was like, cool, thanks, buddy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun though. Thanks for going, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah. And you know what? Maybe we should make a. You know, I'll be down there next February. I'll be down there for my yearly annual trip to, you know, my board of directors trip. So you guys have to. We have to find. Maybe we'll go to another place or something. Right? So start saving your money, guys. Oh, Jesus.
Did you say something beyond 3 months from now?
Tiffany. Tell Ryan in 3 months to start saving money here.
She's going to put it on the fucking thing, and then she's going to tell Amber. And Amber's going to be like, Ryan can't go anywhere. Because if Ryan goes anywhere, something happens where he stops making money.
Yeah, I can't go to Florida. Every time I go to Florida, someone gets laid off or I lose a job.
That's our Star Wars experience. It's fun. We did shit. Anything we want to talk about for the next, 10 minutes that's not related to that, in the world, like we normally talk about real quick, or any thoughts?
Adam, what did you do, man?
Yeah, how'd you do your days?
Went to work.
Did you play D&D on Tuesday?
I did. I rolled a couple of dice.
Good job.
Did you pour one out for your homies?
No.
One for me? And then one
no,
for you.
I applied for another new job, try and get another position, so
all right.
I
within FedEx or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. So
at Ryan's company, and he's like, right. Shit, it didn't work out.
Ryan, if you need a job, there'll be an opening in Maple Grove soon.
It's funny because Ryan actually said he's looking to get a job as a 3D printer right now before you do.
Oh, I did say that. That was a good joke.
That was a good joke. Oh, and we did. Dave Miller kept wanting to take pictures everywhere. He was like, oh, we should take a picture in front of this place. And we waited until he was gone, and then we all took pictures of places. When he wasn't there, he's like, God, oh, man.
So if you see a picture of us holding up a 3,
it's because
that's not West Side. That's
I thought 3. That was a W.
That was 3.
Yeah, that was a 3 because he wasn't there. Yeah. So that's when he started cutting his head and putting his head on everything.
And then
adding Adam White.
Yeah. And I would be remiss if I don't say thank you, Peg. Sometimes she listens to the podcast. Thanks, because she got all those pictures. She added me to her friends and family list or whatever. And so all those pictures, professional pictures that we shouldn't have got for free, we got for free. So I appreciate that.
That is nice.
Yeah. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Your boy. Did you hear what your boy is doing now?
Which one are you talking about?
Humanity Bernie. Forward. Humanity Forward. It's Andrew Yang's new nonprofit aimed at promoting universal basic income.
Oh, I like it. I'm a fan.
He's doing something still. He's not out of it. He's like, I'll be back, bitches.
Humanity Forward. It's a good name, too. I like it. Good, smart.
Good, smart, smart.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I also read, did Warren drop out today or yesterday?
She did.
Interesting. That'll be interesting.
I don't think she endorsed anybody.
Not yet.
Yeah, no. Doesn't matter. If you're going to support Warren, you know who you're going for next.
Oh, that's what I did. I fucking voted, you fuckers.
Oh, good out of job, town, man. Bitches.
Did you vote for Biden?
No.
Did you vote for Sanders?
Yes.
Good job. I was just going to yell at you.
No.
Even though there are reasonable reasons to do many things, I just wanted to yell at you, but now I'm not going to.
No, and then I got home and I'm like, Joy, go vote. And she's like, she got home and I'm like, did you go vote? And she's like, no, I didn't. Like, okay, do you want me to watch the kids so you can go vote? No, that's okay. Like, god damn it.
Interesting.
And then Bernie lost.
I wouldn't say he lost. I'd say Joe Biden did a lot better than he has previously. Or are you talking about just in the numbers wise? Because
in Minnesota.
Well, it's all percentage based, right? So it's within a couple. Is it even more than one? The delegates.
I don't. think so.
I don't
know.
It's close. Delicate.
He got all Klobuchar's early votes too.
Mm, okay.
She endorsed him.
So, I mean, we were just in Florida. What are you guys' thoughts with the old coronavirus going around? Apparently, Italy got just destroyed this last day, like yesterday, like 50 people died in 24 hours or something ridiculous, which is a high number because people are always like making fun of it and stuff. But 50 is a lot, or 40 or whatever.
Well, I started looking around for more hand sanitizer and shit. Ain't nowhere to be found.
Yeah, that's what Mark said when I was down. They have a pharmacy that said they can't keep anything that says flu in stock. They can't keep any masks in stock, even though it doesn't do anything. They just can't keep anything in stock. Everything that has to do with any type of killing germs or fighting the flu is gone.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's one of those things that it feels like you're watching a show. A movie, and it's the early stages of the movie, and everyone's like, okay, whatever, 2% fatality, whatever. And then, like, 6 months goes by, and it's a desolate wasteland. You're like, God damn it. And I think it matters more when you have small children, because that's what you care about. You don't care about yourself so much. You're like, you have small children.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. You're like, I'll talk through the coronavirus.
Dave, you're really far away. What happened?
Who, me?
Yeah, there you go. I couldn't hear you very much.
Ooh, I was trying to be cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good luck there.
Whoa, Adam.
It is pretty messed up. And 2%, by the way, that's actually huge, too.
It's
like
50,000 or something. It's ridiculous. 50 million. It's a lot.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's scary. Leo was sick on the flight. Yeah, it's scary.
Is he feeling better?
He was doing good today. So... if he wakes up tomorrow in a feverless state, then I think he's beat it. But we'll see how it goes.
Good.
Did you get to stay home with him today?
I did. I had the day off.
Nice work.
Good job. But that brings me to one more thing I want to say about it is, if there's some news, some information I want to look at. And I was like, you know what? I wonder where the cases are right now. I'm curious. We were just in Florida. Florida has a few cases. So you want to be careful, right? So I was
Washington State.
And California, and there's some in Florida. Yeah. But I wanted to look it up. I wanted to look at a map. So it feels like I go to the internet, I write coronavirus US case map, right? First place I click on, you need to subscribe to me. And I was thinking to myself, fuck you, New York Times. I want some information about a public health safety thing, and you want me to subscribe to you? That just feels so icky and dirty. Like, if it's for entertainment shit, that's fine. But you should have like a public service section when you just can give me the information for a virus that's going around.
Yeah, CDC.
You can get it, but my point was the first thing that came up, I clicked on it, and it said, "I'm sorry, you need to subscribe." But, I was like, "Fuck you, you asshole."
It's got all the warning traffic notices on the CDC website where not to go.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's just one of those things it feels icky right now, and I want it to go away.
Yeah.
True that.
Well, as soon as it gets warmer, the warm air will push it away.
Or it will spread somehow better. It's like, oh, it spreads better in the warm. Damn it, fuck us. Okay, what else? Anything else, or are we going to call this a wrap? We've been here for a while.
It's almost 2 hours.
Yeah, not too crazy.
Yeah, we knew it would be long, but I guess we can keep most of our entertainment shit for next week. So
yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I appreciate the recap. I'm sure some people out there appreciate it just to know what we did. One of my favorite comments from this trip was from Dave's wife, Tiffany, and Amy forwarded it to me because we were sharing photos with her a lot. I was sharing photos a lot and... writing what we were doing. And so Tiffany said, this is something like, this is the best, most exciting vacation I've ever never been on. Because she was getting lots of, Amy was pretty excited. She's like, I love, keep updating me. It looks so fun. So that was kind of cool.
That is cool.
All right, Adam, where can people get in touch with us, buddy?
Well, Chris, check us out on Facebook at Geeks Next Door. We've got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and go ahead and send us an email about all your Disney experiences with Smuggler's Run at geeksnextdoor
dot. Ah, fucked it up. I was thinking too hard. Geeks Next Door. FTW, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
All right, appreciate it, buddy. And to let you know, we almost got you a t-shirt in Disneyland that said, FTW, that's for the win, Chris, because you could make your own t-shirt.
Seriously?
But yeah, we decided not to. So, all right, cool. Everybody, take care. We're back next Thursday to see if Ryan's got a job yet. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Good job.